UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
The kid's going to grow 18 inches. Boy, save that.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We'll take you up until sex. save that.
And James Strebel.
Jason Strebel. And
on ESPN 680 and 101.
I'm sorry.
Is it palpitate?
Palpitate.
Okay.
Started to palpitate a little bit when I was hearing those numbers against Duke and Virginia. Oh.
Was your heart palpitating or palpitating at 9:01 last night?
More like 9:31.
All right, well, we've made it to Thursday. Usually that means we're one day closer to the weekend, but nothing matters anymore. So Thursday is just like any other day, pretty much.
It is.
We're hanging out with you. It's a Thursday edition of The Take. It's ESPN 680 105.7. Andy Sweeney with you for the next 3 hours. James Strebel hanging out alongside Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios. Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
There
Mitchell
it is.
Hannigan.
No, it's late because of Nick Valvano.
Frazzled.
There it is. We will tell that story we're setting a clock up on ESPN Louisville for the end of the V show.
Yeah.
We will tell that story here in a second. But quickly today, there's no doubt that the waiver process within the NCAA, Olivier Saar, I have something for Chris Mack, not something for Chris Mack, a question concerning Louisville basketball, the independent, what's it called, the NCAA's independent resolution panel.
The IRAP.
We will get that as well because I think there's a ton, and there's no doubt that we're day number two. Olivier Saar, will he be eligible? Will he not be eligible? That is very much something that we will get to. But quickly, two things. And Mitch, I need to know this because three things. You have now heard the sound, okay? And that is Jack Grossman, intern Crean, was a part of a podcast. And he tells his story of his first kiss.
Yes.
A story that we have asked him about, and I don't believe he wanted to tell on this air. And he gives it to some bum podcast. So let's start there. Did intern Crean stab us in the back?
Yes, absolutely.
Not you, Mitch.
Oh,
you haven't heard the sound.
Sorry.
Have you heard the sound?
No, I saw the tweet
where
he talked about it.
Have you heard the sound,
Andy?
I
have not heard the sound.
Okay.
No, that's why I'm asking.
No, yeah. I'm low-key a little ticked off because this is gold sound that we could use on our show.
Good. Okay, so at 4 o'clock, we will call Big Easy and intern Crean. We will have a fake IU pregame show. And to make it IU, we will celebrate their three recruits all falling double-digit places in the newest 24/7. Sports rankings,
yes.
Okay? Not that I give a damn what Anthony Leal finishes, but Pegs.com does. So anyway, we will get to that. That is number one, okay?
Yes.
You understand? That's number one.
Yes.
Number two, how up to speed are you two on the Earl Thomas stuff? Because I think it's the sports story of the day, and I don't know how we don't lead with it.
I'm all the way up to speed with it.
You've read everything.
Updates from Pro Football.
Talk.com.
All that.
Mike Florio.
I was really hoping Strebel wasn't. Had no idea what was going on.
Well, me too. No, that would make all of this better. But I mean, he's got nothing to do but be on Twitter. So of course he's going to see it. He has nothing to do.
It's the number one story in sports.
Well,
like you said.
He's got two, three. powers where it's 2x minus y equals 4, like you're ever going to use that. No offense, of course.
Right.
And so we will get to that.
Yes.
The last thing is, and I will say it, even though today we had our on-air and producer Zoom call.
Oh,
okay.
Did
we
you?
Had our Zoom call.
Okay.
I'm not sure who won the Zoom call. There are several things that have happened at ESPN Louisville. I mean, Diener's got, has shaved the head. Steve Rummage doesn't do the hat anymore.
Oh.
I'll say something's changed with Locke, but it hasn't. He has swiped Cal all day. Even when he still did. And we have Locke sound. Where was I going with that? Oh, there's beef.
There's beef.
Well, there's beef between BBN and who's the knucklehead who does radio
that
has been battling with one of your personal heroes, Matt Jones.
Not a personal
hero. It's a little bit.
I think his name's Josh Graham.
Josh Graham.
I think.
And so me and Mitch are now stuck here, okay? I want you to understand my sensibilities.
Yes.
And I believe this Josh Graham guy, I didn't listen to a minute of his show.
No.
I didn't listen to any of Matt today.
No.
But the reason I bring that up is Ennis just told Maben and Rummage and Locke right to their face in Zoom today, I listened to Matt.
Oh,
it was great. It's fantastic.
Oh, man.
And they were just stunned, okay? So that is that hate listening is great, and we love it, and we get some of it here on The Take on ESPN 680-1057. But here's the thing. And Mitch dealt with this guy, and this is a good learning experience for Mitch, okay? We reached out to this Josh Graham guy who is on from 2 to 7, okay? So, or 2 to 6, I guess. I don't know. Is it 2 to 7?
It's 3 to 7. He goes an extra hour longer than we do.
He goes 3 to 7. So there's no time within the show that we could bring Mr. Graham on and talk about him mocking the redneck nature of BBN, a subject that it must be really new to them. They've never been called rednecks, nor have they ever heard dueling banjos, okay?
Brand
and it's
new
fine.
Concept.
He's young in radio and playing the dueling banjos. I'm sure if we search dueling banjos, we got something in there that we've edited, okay?
Oh, sure.
In fact, it's something I edited. So anyway, this guy. And I don't really know the fight, but there is a fight. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we invited Mr. Graham to come on the show, or we dial into them the way that we have penetrated 93.9.
Yes.
And we insert ourselves in the story.
Into the feud.
Yes, into the feud.
Okay.
As a ringmaster on the outside. I'm not in the feud, but I'm on the outside egging everybody on.
I like
Come
this.
On, another dueling banjo. Come on. Call him a Paducah redneck. Come on.
I like
Make
this.
Fun of Wake Forest for being a crappy basketball school and Tim Duncan wearing Janko jeans.
Yes.
Come on, let's go. Mitch, do you know what Janko jeans are?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
I think I do. If you show me a picture of them, then yeah, I probably do.
There's no mistaking Janko.
Yeah. It's whether you know it or you don't, man.
Yes, there's no.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, but I've heard the name. I've heard the name before.
But there you go.
Okay.
So you understand?
Yes.
And he says no. Well, my show is far, far too serious. We have Wake Forest basketball 7-24 to talk about.
Oh,
we have second to last place in the ACC, or last place in the we are far too busy as a show to have you guys call in. So, two things now have happened, and we will get to Olivier Sarr, because I'm not feeling confident about this waiver. We'll get to it.
Okay.
And 437-9680, UPS Jobs Text Line, 502-437-9680. So what do we want to do here? And here is what I mean by this. Mr. Graham has sent us, per Mitchell Hannigan, okay?
Okay.
Has sent us 20, 30 seconds of a response to BBN that we could play. Okay? So we have that. I'm just saying we have that sound.
Okay.
And I've been told that this young man is a lot like Jared Stillman. There's some Stillman qualities.
Very hyperbolic and maybe...
Thinks he's Colin Cowherd.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard, but I don't know.
Okay.
And again, I like this guy going at... This is what you do. You go... This is like going to prison and punching the biggest bully in the face.
Right.
You understand?
Get some street cred.
He's going into the college basketball prison, and he walked right up to Matt Jones, and he got pummeled, and he knows BBN has ran him over, and that's the fun of it. So do we play this audio... Okay.
Okay.
And Mitch, I have not heard it. Is it worth playing? I don't know. Is it good? You sent it to me, and I said, we'll make a content tomorrow. I don't want to hear anything that Josh Graham has to say while I'm chugging IPAs. You understand?
I mean, there's a good dig in there. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay.
Good
enough.
Well, I don't know. It's because my expectations were so much higher. Because he's been like going at BBN on Twitter, like going at him. I was like, oh, this guy's gonna send us like a minute clip of him just crushing Kentucky, crushing Matt Jones, just crushing everyone, and it let down my expectations a little bit.
Sure. Okay. Well, we will play that at some point today. In fact, let's get that ready sooner rather than later, Mitch, and we will play that here and get this Graham guy out of the way. Or here's the other option. I don't care about his show.
Yeah.
Let's call into a show. And Round Daddy, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'll go right now.
Okay. There's the answer. So let's think about it. You need to, well, not think about it. We're going to do it.
Yes.
You get your thoughts ready.
Okay.
And you will just call in.
Yes.
As I don't know, Round Daddy.
I'll just be Round Daddy.
You can just be BBN Round Daddy.
BBN Round Daddy.
He will fast track you, and then you got to bring it. This will be your moment because he and his audience will be ready to mock you. You understand that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing to me is silly. But at the same time, if this guy is going to play big shot and be like, I don't have time for your show, here's some sound for you to play. Here are a few crumbs.
Here's a few crumbs. Have a crumb, Sweeney.
Yeah, we've got to talk about Steve Forbes and his throwing his mask down and the announcement and all that. Yeah, okay. Thanks, pal. You really did a solid for us by sending in this 30-second sound clip.
You really showed BBN by making fun of them.
Yes.
That you lost your best player that you've had in the last few years. You really showed them. Well, Mitch, do you want to play this now? Let's play this and get this out of the way because none of us want to play it, but we feel like we should play it.
Obligated.
Yes, we're obligated. Yes. By the way, a texter says 437-9680. The Wake Forest guy looks like Drew Carey.
You know, I haven't. I mean,
Texas says,
him,
"Can
but...
you please tell the listeners what you guys are talking about?" Yes, a guy, and I probably should have done a better job at that. a Wake Forest radio guy in Winston-Salem took a run at BBN, mocking them, mocking Matty Bangs, and mocking dueling banjos and calling Kentucky fans redneck.
Hicks,
he's butthurt that Kentucky got Olivier Saar, and so he's sticking up for Steve Forbes. Imagine sticking up for Steve Forbes.
Yes, that guy. I mean, the East Tennessee State ex-coach. Yes,
so we
got
to take this guy down. You have to be ready to take this guy down.
Right now.
Well, no, I'm just saying, this is where you become BBN legend or you fall on your face.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure there's much middle ground here if we try to penetrate the show.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm up for the challenge. You've heard me on these airwaves debate Lachlan McClain, and I've debated Mark Blankenbaker, and I debated Mark Ennis. I can be as loud and disrupt and interrupt anybody. I can do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, good. All right. Well, this is your moment.
I've debated Mark Blankenbaker. Mark.
The best.
The best.
Who, by the way, in our Zoom today, he looked like the sheriff. Oh, you should have seen
him.
Did he? He was driving back to Santa Claus. He had the cop glasses on, the Ray-Bans.
Ooh.
He was glistening in the Acura. Oh, he looked fantastic.
Yeah, good for him.
He looked great.
Perfect hair.
All right, so that is an odd place to start, but that is where we start today. 437-9680. Coming up in the show, we will get to this incredibly inflammatory Jack Grossman sound, as I believe he stabbed us in the back. We will get to that. How many pieces of sound can we play? How many are available today from Lachlan McClain, as he just could not give credit to Kentucky and John Calipari? Something happened there.
I
need to know.
I think I have 8 sounds that we can play. Do we want to play this Josh Graham fellow, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Let's get this out of the way. Yeah, go ahead. This is Josh Graham. Let's get it out of the way.
Hey, Josh Graham here from the Sports Hub Triad in North Carolina. And this message goes out to Matt Jones and all my friends in Big Blue Nation. If you ever need insight from somebody who knows what it's like to cover a team that beats Duke, I'm your guy. On top of that, we're in the ACC. Louisville, you know what's up. a real basketball conference. Anyway, I have to go because I have my own show to do. But Big Blue Nation, just keep being you.
That was weak as hell. That was weak as hell. His defense
You're riled up, though. Look at your face. He's not happy, Mitch. Strebel's turned up. Uh-oh.
His defense of Wake Forest is, we've beaten Duke. For what? You ever beat Duke for a championship or a Final Four berth? You beat him in the regular season? Wow. Good for you. And I want to look up Kentucky's record against Wake Forest.
Dexter's voice is golden. His voice is golden.
He's got a good voice.
Wait, I'm kind of pivoting to the Wake Forest guy again. He does have a very smooth voice. He's got like a manlier version of Jack Grossman's voice.
But he was like, hey, BBN, we're in a real basketball conference.
Yeah, they should finish last in.
How about Cardinals? You know what's up. What? What's that? Am I supposed to be offended by that? I mean, if you're going to bring it, Josh Graham, bring it, man. That's weak sauce. That's terrible. Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, boy, I'm ready. He's flustered. He's frustrated.
I got to look up the record. I believe because they've met him in the tournament twice that I've watched, and they blew him out both times. 30-point wins.
You need to come up with Wake Forest stuff. You need to do some research. Okay, you got it.
I'm good.
Texas says, did Olivier Saar become prime Tim Duncan overnight? Why is the Graham guy so distraught?
He's so distraught just because it's just finality that his program means absolutely nothing. I think they have two returning scholarship players, and you've got Steve Forbes as your coach. I'd be mad, too.
Texas says, correction, Blankenbaker smoked Strebel in debates. That coming down at 437.
That's not true at all. Last debate we had, he was silenced.
Yeah, Diener thought he won, but I did not. By the way, the NCAA, this has now come out. And, Mitch, I don't know if you see it. The NCAA's response to Kansas's response is out. I'm just reading a sentence here that the first paragraph, the NCAA, again, this is Kansas, who got 5 level 1 violations, and obviously we know about the basketball team and Bill Self and everything else, and there's some other sports stuff. I think football was in there, and that's before,
yes,
obviously,
Les Miles.
The Les Miles got hired. But the first paragraph, and I'm just reading from Jesse Newell, is NCAA states that Kansas men's basketball alleged violations are egregious, severe, and are the kind that significantly undermine and threaten the NCAA collegiate model.
Ooh.
To which I laugh at and I say, I only love when the NCAA's collegiate model is threatened. That's the only time that I like the model, is when the model is being taken down. So anyway, Cerebral, what did you make of Earl Thomas and his brother being caught in bed at an Airbnb with two women? Or multiple women? What comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind is that there's a certain group of people out there that kind of like the sibling love stuff, and I'm not one of those people. I know that that's very popular on certain sites to look up siblings. I found it to be really weird. Like, why would you have your brother in that situation in the first place? Why would you be in bed with your brother in that situation, that's what's being alleged, that they were both caught in bed. And then the wife of Earl Thomas kicking down the door, pointing a gun at everyone, and think she said something like, I got something for you, or something like that. I just find it very odd and disturbing. And, yeah, the whole brother thing, just yuck, man. Those are my thoughts.
I'm traumatized.
Isn't it traumatized?
There was sibling love, sibling things. There's a website you can go to find sibling love. That's what he said. And again, this is James Strebel, who gets nervous us playing 30 seconds of him teaching pre-algebra to 7th graders.
Yeah, I didn't say anything offensive.
No, you said everything that's a mixtape, it's a rejoin.
Yes.
God bless you.
Yeah.
We needed that. You did it. We will get to Earl Thomas here in a second. There
okay,
you go. That's fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Olivier Saar. Boy, what a right turn. 437-9680. Oh, boy. Is this. I can't read any of these texts. They're all good.
Yeah.
Texter says Strebel's not ready for a 40-watt, let alone the limelight of BBN. Texter says don't fumble the BBN bag, Strebel. That's exactly what he's going to do.
No pressure.
437-9680. So we'll get to all of this. The Earl Thomas, again, was with his brother. They had multiple women. It's being reported they may have been all in the same bed. That's the story that I really think should lead the nightly news. And so we will get to that at some point. All right, so here we go. You tell me. A lot of times we look back at, like, for instance, the Jay Scrubb stuff when his dad was like, oh, yeah, NBA, NBA, we want to go pro. Oh, yeah, and then there's Louisville. And, like, there was still a group of fans that were, like, shocked, okay? And then Kentucky. The Steve Forbes stuff, we can look back at that in hindsight and say, well, damn, Steve Forbes was taking a massive unneeded shot at Kentucky because maybe that is his personality, and if it is, fine, he's 0-for-1 as Wake Forest's right. head coach, and that's fine. It can, I mean, like, they're never going to play, so it's like, okay, you know, unless Kentucky makes the NIT again, that's when they would play Wake Forest, right? It's the NIT, that's it. And so, but we could look back and say, in hindsight, it makes total sense. Given that what Steve Forbes was pouting, why he would take a swipe at Kentucky. I say that to say this. What worries me about the Olivier Saar waiver is, and it reminds me a lot of the Louisville and taking the banner down with the NCAA. It's like, well, surely they're going to use common sense. And if they end up not saying that he's going to be eligible, we're going to look back and say, we do realize that all of the analysis is the same, whether it be radio, you know, blogs, newspaper, The Athletic, whatever it may be, everyone's take is the same. Common sense says this kid gets a waiver.
Yes.
But nothing that the NCAA has done on any sort of I don't want to say consistent basis because you know they aren't consistent, but just like there's no pattern whatsoever, in my opinion, other than a couple isolated incidents, and Tate Martell is one incident that we've been talking about, that this kid's going to be eligible. There's not. And so everyone's saying, well, you know, it's interesting because the coach got fired. It's like, no, the school and the coaches screw over the kids all the time.
Yeah.
That's why when Louisville fans are like, there's no way we're going to lose another tournament. They're going to be innocent kids. I'm like, yeah, and they don't care.
Don't care at all.
They don't care. And by the way, if they wanted to get Rick Pitino, they would have thrown in the level one stuff and said, come get us. But they didn't do that, okay? And they eventually might go after coaches. I know people always say, when are they going to go after Bill Self? Well, they are. When are they going to go after Will Wade? Well, they are. When are they going to go after, you know, fill in the blank, Mark
Sean
Godfrey?
Miller.
Well, yeah, no, it's going to happen. It's just the process has been painfully slow, especially for Louisville fans. But there's so many things that have happened. You look back and say, damn, if we would have read the tea leaves, it would have equaled that. We pretty much knew what was going to happen. There should not be a Louisville fan at all that is surprised if Louisville gets any sort of a postseason ban. You cannot like it. I'm not going to like it. I'm not asking you to accept it. I'm not asking you to say, damn it, we did wrong. We need to move on.
We deserve it.
Yeah, I'm not asking that, but you also have to live in reality. And that's a little bit how I think part of me feels. It's just like all the analysis that I've heard is it makes sense. He was going to come back. They fired in an odd time in the middle of a pandemic. They went back on their word. They fired Danny Manning, and you're hurting the kid. You're hurting his future, basketball-wise, by doing this, okay? It's bad against the – I mean, what's better, him being in school for 1 year or not, or being overseas? And so, yes, all of the arguments make total sense. And none of that has ever mattered, almost, except for isolated incidents. And so I don't think there is an overwhelming confidence. I think there is confidence with BBN. And I'm saying I don't know where that confidence is from. Now, that's number one. Number two, quickly, and then it's you,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
It's a take on ESPN 680. I'm Andy Swinney. He's James Ruble. Is this. We had Corey Evans on yesterday from Rivals, and he made the point, and it is a good point, that a lot of these waivers are like right up until the season. They're within the season, to which I would say the number one thing, and I do wonder, is John Calipari going to get out here and start cheerleading? Like, when's that going to happen? When's he doing a Zoom teleconference? Is it next week to start getting his shots in? Not shots to the NCAA, but starting his plea. Is this, if this should be a quick process, this should take 1 week for the NCAA. 100%. This should take 7 days for the NCAA. This doesn't need to go, you know, half of May, all of June, all of July, all of August, into the school year, September and October. We don't need something that's going to take 4, 5, 6 months or into the regular season. This is clear cut. He was going to go back. He was going to go back for Wake Forest. He was going to, and by the way, going to Kentucky, upholding the collegiate, the student, the amateurism. Okay, they fired the coach in the middle of a pandemic after he had already said, I'm going to come back, convinced by a member of the school to come back to school. They fire Danny Manning and his staff. He then leaves, and he doesn't leave right after the season. He leaves right after Danny Manning's fired.
Yeah.
All of that. Listen, it is clear cut. And the NCAA, if they don't want to do it because of whatever BS reasons or their guidelines or Section 1.3, of the transfer book, if they don't want to do it, a week, done. A week. It does. That's how quick it needs to be.
Absolutely.
When Kentucky provides the information, or whoever puts that together, and it hits the desk of the NCAA, 7 days. That's what it needs to be. None of this 4 and 5 month nonsense where Olivier Saar, because if he doesn't, listen, 7 days, so Cal can go do something else, and so Olivier Saar is not sitting out there in August not knowing what the hell he's
going to
do with the next few months. Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, to me, those are the two things that going forward, man, there is hope there, but sometimes hope outweighs people's brains, and
sure.
We see that all the time, and boy, that it sure feels like one of those. And then on the other side, I sit back and say, I really think he's going to get the waiver. It's like, but there's no reason. There's not a lot of tangible evidence that I should buy into that. So we can get into other things with Olivier Saar, but those are the two things that I wanted to stress early on here in the show that we talked about yesterday, but didn't stress a lot. 1 week NCAA, 1 week. It is clear cut why he left. It is clear cut your rules. Make the ruling.
I agree 100%, but the unpredictability of the NCAA makes you have that in the back of your mind, well, he's not going to get it. They're just going to go off the rails and do whatever they want. Secondly, he's not transferring within conference. That also seems to be a big deal when, like, if he would have gone from Wake Forest to Duke or Wake Forest to
Louisville. Sure.
That usually is.
Yeah. By the way, I don't give a damn about that either.
Oh, I don't either. But
people make too big of a deal out of that. I don't care about that either.
I 100%
agree
with you.
Yeah.
But
even takes out one excuse, though.
It does take out
an
excuse.
The teams don't play each other. They're not going to play each other. Absolutely. There's no connection there at all.
None. He's going to a completely different conference. Secondly, for whatever reason, these decisions are also factored into what does Wake Forest have to say about it? What does possibly Danny Manning have to say about it? Danny Manning's probably like, go to Kentucky. I don't give a damn. They fired me. He'll probably support Saar, but is Steve Forbes a part of this decision process? Are they going to ask for his input? Clearly, we know where he's going to go.
That's a big problem, and Steve Forbes needs to be absolutely crushed. And when they bring back the ACC teleconference, and that if that were to happen, and it comes out that Steve Forbes and Wake Forest were not helpful, I mean, we're going all in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're getting those ACC teleconferences. Again, it's not what's good for the kid. What's good for the kid? NCAA, Wake Forest, Steve Forbes. What's good for the kid? Hide behind that. Again, all the things that you're saying make a lot of sense. I don't know how you can have, and you can have hope, but you cannot have confidence. And sometimes
sure.
those are seen as the same thing, and they're absolutely not. Go ahead, Mitch.
I'm seeing that Nick didn't cut it, but they had Seth Greenberg on. He actually just got off of an ACC network interview with Steve Forbes, and he told Bob that Steve Forbes is all for Saar getting a transfer waiver and going to Kentucky.
Oh, did he?
Okay, good.
Do we have that cut? Because I know Nick did cut a couple things from
He did cut a couple
Uncle
things,
Seth.
But didn't cut that one. I'll find it during the break.
We'll have it. But my last point, and this goes to your point about the into the season stuff. I mean, look at James Wiseman. Look what they did to James Wiseman in Memphis this year.
Yeah, Wiseman's a little different though. Wiseman, was some cheating. I'm not comparing the two.
Here's my point. I agree with that. There was some cheating, but couldn't they have done that like at the beginning of the season before it kicked off and James Wiseman had played games? I mean, were they that far behind, or did they?
When did we find out that? When did that story come out?
It was
a couple
like
games in, wasn't I can't remember.
Played about a month.
I've erased that entire story because Penny, the whole thing let me down.
I know it hurt. Yeah. It hurt.
And I forgot Lance Thomas is on Memphis' team. He had to sit out last year.
Oh, yeah.
He's the example that's been thrown around Twitter. I mean, Lance Thomas committed to Rick Pitino and did not obviously get close to Rick Pitino.
Right.
Right?
And
he didn't get a waiver to go to Memphis.
Yeah, and that was out of conference. That was the same.
Again,
so
why would
you
he?
Don't know.
Why would he live? No, that's my point.
Yeah.
We do know.
Yeah.
No, Strebel, that's my point here is we do know. He's not going to get the waiver unless something. It's like when a team that gets into the NFL playoffs or any playoff, like an 8 seed in the NBA, says, "Just get me in," and who knows what the hell is going to happen. We see it in the NCAA tournament. That's why I don't use the NCAA tournament as a good guide. It's just boring analysis.
Sure.
Well, just get me in. As an 8-9 seed,
we'll make it happen.
And we'll see if we can make a run. It's like, okay, bro, make that run. That's how I feel with this. You should not think you're going to get it in. If you do, it's going to be a pleasant surprise. And there's a huge part of me that wonders if Cal knows something, if he truly does believe behind the scenes, because he deals with this stuff and the NCAA and these people more than we do, that he can do it, or if it's just going to be a complete gamble. And he's just saying, if he doesn't show and he doesn't get eligible, it's a little bit like the Enes Kanter thing. I guess I'm trying to remember the exact particulars of that, but this is more of a
If I get it, great. We're in a great spot.
But that's not how the fan base feels about it.
No, the fan base feels like he's going to get the waiver. I mean,
no. The fan base, if he doesn't show up, it's not just Olivier Sarr didn't show up.
No,
Sarr doesn't show up at Kentucky. They're not near. I mean, they take a step back.
Sure,
from an upper team to. A Sweet 16-ish type team.
Sure.
Unless, B.J. Boston and Terrence Clark are spectacular.
Superstars.
And they absolutely could be. But that's what I'm saying is, when you say we don't know, I'm saying in a lot of instances we do know.
And in some instances we know the opposite, too, that they'll grant waivers. And you're kind of like, okay, like you said, Tate Martell, and yesterday I brought up Jamal Baker. Those are two instances where it's like they granted them waivers, immediately eligible to play. And the only reason Tate Martell left because he didn't get the job, and Jamal Baker left because he wanted to be closer to home, quote, but he was still 10 hours away. So both of those situations are completely different excuses. But I bet in both situations, Calipari for Jamal Baker was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. We have no ill feelings. We support the waiver. And I'm sure Ohio State, they supported the waiver of Tate Martell, too. It was like, yeah, go wherever you want to go. We're fine with it.
Texter says, my God, I tune in to hear Manly Sports Radio, and all I hear is two girls whining and crying about the NCAA.
Yes, we're whining and crying. Oh, man, you got us. Boo-hoo-hoo. We're talking about scenarios. There's no whining and crying.
Would you save that for the mixtape? We're talking about scenarios. Play some lock sound for us. Do you want to hear something?
Yes, absolutely.
Play some lock sound from this morning, Mitch. Tickle us. Come on.
Cal, for 10 years, has told players, we don't need you, you need us. And all of a sudden, when he had to, and good for him, he completely did a 180. He begged Olivier Sarr. He got down on his hands and knees. He got prostrate for Olivier Sarr. I've got to have you. You don't need us, but God, do we need you. Cal went into full begging mode. He promised Sarr a starting spot.
He doesn't know any of this.
He told him, we've got to have you or we're irrelevant.
He
has no clue.
That's a great pivot by him. Mitch, you need to take notes. He had nowhere to go with that.
No.
But he found a way. He found a loophole, like Louisville fans hope Mike Glazer or Glacier, whatever his name is, does. I mean, that's great. That's sports radio. You want some manly sports radio?
There you go.
I mean, Locke's not manly, but that's some manly sports
it's
radio.
A manly take.
Then even after getting what is maybe the biggest transfer of the season,
he has,
Cal's begging. That's a great take.
He has no clue. For someone that
you don't either. Maybe
no, I don't think he did beg. I'm not saying I know, but, but to be emphatically go on the radio and state, I know exactly how this recruitment went. He has no idea.
Yeah, but you say things on the radio all the time that you don't know.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what
I mean,
you do.
You mentioned at 3:03 a site about siblings. Like, that's what you said at 3:03.
Yeah.
Texas says Locke's pivots are just art. They are. It's Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
It's Mona Lisa. Texas says by the way, people are calling them SARS. They did like Nick Valvano did that. He's like, oh yeah, the SARS. Get SARS, it's like, whoa.
Not that.
If SARS gets a waiver, if SARS gets waiver, Lance Thomas would have grounds to sue the NCAA. I mean, whatever. Texas says they weren't in the same bed. Earl Thomas and his brother separate rooms. Man, the report made it sound like they were in the same bed.
I'm
not saying you're wrong, but it sure sounded like multiple women. Earl Thomas, his brother, nudity, bed. Beretta, that.
Yeah, that's what I read today. I read that they were in the same bed.
Texas says they have Sandy Bell on speed dial and Mitch on the NCAA basketball committee. This should be easy. To which I would say, you're right. Does that outweigh the NCAA despising John Calipari? Texas says, as a Louisville fan, I would settle out of court right now for just a one-year ban. God bless you. I mean, I you don't have to like it, but I mean, if you told it, I think... Yeah, I think that's what it would be. Texas says this world has no common sense anymore. Who knows? Texter Andy shook that at 3:19.
Why are you shook? I didn't sense that.
Texas says, Andy, you just asked him a question around that he buried himself. Texas says that might be a one seed in next year's bracket.
Oh, Earl Thomas.
I may need to hear that after the break. Texas says Kentucky is 5-0 versus Wake Forest. Average margin of victory is 27.8. Ouch. I think you need to go passive aggressive with this guy.
What do you mean?
Like, hey, if you work hard enough in Winston-Salem, you might get called up to the big time to Louisville Sports Radio.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. Mitch, play one more lock sound before we go to break on a Thursday edition of The Take.
But first and foremost, you got to give a shout-out to John Calipari, the ultimate magician who freaking finds a way to pull a rabbit out of his hat every time. He's like the MacGyver of college basketball. That dude can take chewing gum and a paperclip and somehow recruit a kid to Lexington. So, look... For sure, the In Cal We Trust drop is going to be played, and I get it. I get it from UK fans. In Cal You Trust, the guy never leaves you hanging other than in the postseason for the last 4 or 5 years. But whatever.
Whatever.
I mean, I get the joy, the love, the excitement you have because your guy just potentially rescued you.
That's pretty good.
More SARS talk next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, the wife and I also look forward to Cinco de Mayo. Wow.
There you go. It's, you know. It's...
Cinco de Mayo lovemaking time in the middle-aged white guy club. Did not know that was the case.
And James Strebel.
That is the case. It's one of the days of the year where wives get to drink margaritas and they feel a little silly and then things happen. It's great.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This is Jack Harlow. What is the very popular song of his that is hit like platinum? He has a song. It's the recent one, Mitch.
What's Poppin'?
Is it What's Poppin'?
Yeah,
yes, that is not this sound. Should we reach out to Jason Entz and Jason Anderson? Do they have any insight? Have
yes.
they offered congratulations to Jack Harlow? They're such big fans.
On Twitter? Did they, you know, yeah. give
has
them
Phil
the
Baker
props?
And Nick Curran reached out?
And Mark Ennis.
And Mark Ennis. Has
Mark Blankenbaker.
Has Mark Ennis reached out? Can you also put up with that, with Lachlan McClain calling John Calipari MacGyver, is MacGyver a musty reference, yes or no? I feel like MacGyver is a musty reference. I feel like that's every bit of, what, nearly 30 years old? Like, Mitch may not know it as anything other than a saying at this point. And I wouldn't blame him, by the way.
No, it's definitely musty because the remake they did, isn't that even like 10 years old now with Will Forte?
Probably. Yeah, it's definitely musty. At least. Put that up at ESPN 680. Is that musty? We also need to call in to Wake Forest. I got to set up a time. You want to do that in the 4 o'clock hour, maybe in about an hour or so?
Yeah.
All right, at the top of the hour, we will hear this Jack Grossman sound, which is all sorts of insanity, I hear. So,
oh, man.
If he let us down, you know, we're going to have to take him out here.
Absolutely.
Hey, a reminder, we'll have Andy Beshear, Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference yet again on 93.9 The Ville beginning at 5 o'clock today. I should mention as well, no Mark Ennis today. We will have Rick Bozich, WDRB, WDRB.com. We'll have him at 5:30 today. So I wanted to remind everyone about Andy Beshear. And then right after that, it's Drew Diener, Jason Nemes for last call. And I did ask Drew how long he was going to do this show. You know, he is on the air from 7 to 10 in the morning. He's on early and then on, you know, the last guy on the air at night. So
yes.
They'll have you covered tonight. That's going to be over on 93.9 The Ville. And also a reminder, tonight we will have the 2012 AFC Divisional Round game between the Ravens and Broncos. 8 o'clock, catch it right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And that's all presented by Bosch Lawn Care, BJ Heating and Cooling, and OPC Pest Services. 437-9680. We'll read a bunch of texts. We'll get that poll question up. Tag Lock in that as well. And we'll get more Lock sound here as he had some gems today as well.
Oh, yeah.
I heard a couple gems that Mabin and Rummage had as well. So we will get to absolutely. We'll get to all. I think they took a run of me. We will get to all of that as we go today. We also need to update the sound bracket. I want to do that. Just quickly, if you have not heard the story, here's the question I'm going to ask you. The Earl Thomas story.
Yes.
And we'll get back to Olivier Saar. I have a Chris Mack take with the IARP, the independent whatever, IRAP, whatever the hell it is, with the NCAA. So we're going to get to all of that. And again, Rick Bozich later. But Earl Thomas, the story, if you have not heard it, and last night, Earl Thomas comes out on Instagram. I think it was Instagram.
Yeah.
And so it gets out immediately. I first saw it from, Jason Lockenfora, I believe. And is like, there's a domestic incident. TMZ just called me. They're going to release it. I'm getting ahead of the story. I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. And these things happen. Does it have cursing in it?
No, it's clean.
Is it clean? Okay. Listen to the part where he says, these things happen, because obviously potential orgies with your brother and multiple women, not something that just happens to a lot of people.
No.
A gun put to your head. Go ahead and play this sound that came out last night, maybe about 11 o'clock or so. Maybe
so
almost
my agent
midnight.
Just hit me and said that I'm going to be on TMZ tomorrow from an altercation that happened with me and Nina. So just wanted to get ahead of it. And, I mean, it's really not anybody's business. It's pissing me off that it got out, but it's the world we live in today. But instead of talking about us, just keep us in y'all prayers. And stuff like this happens, bro. You know, we try to live the best lives we possibly can, but sometimes it don't go as planned. Just pray for us, you know, as we go through this stuff. You know, we're back talking. You know, I'm seeing my kids. So just keep us in your prayers.
Okay, so when you hear that, and when I heard that, and listen, I mean, Earl Thomas is one of the better safeties in the history of the NFL. And obviously, do you remember how he left Seattle wanting more money? Do you remember, Mitch? James,
yeah,
do you remember?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. He wanted more money from Seattle and ended up leaving.
But you remember what happened. He wanted more money. It was like, I don't want to play, but he played for his teammates,
and he
broke his leg, and he shot the bird at his sideline, Pete Carroll, on his way out, and absolutely just dumped on Pete Carroll.
I remember
now, the reason that's interesting is he then goes to Baltimore, and Baltimore is one of the organizations that is under scrutiny as much as anybody, stemming from the Ray Rice stuff.
Sure.
Not only the Ray Rice stuff, but obviously stemming from the Ray Rice stuff. And so when he says that, there's a how many hours, I don't know if I saw it until the next morning, until today, that I saw actually what had happened, okay? No, you know, I saw it early morning because, yet again, Mitch, I was up to 1 a.m. playing Call of Duty. Mitch still not wanting to play, but that's fine. It's no problem.
I'm sure he had a fine night. I'm in bed at, like, midnight. You stay up way later than I do playing Call of Duty. I just want to point that fact out.
Oh, no, it's a fact. No, I mean, there's nothing. It's not a fat. It's a fact. There's no doubt about it. So, as the story goes, he and his wife get into an argument. For people that don't know, Earl Thomas, and I hope I get all this entire story right, Earl Thomas and his wife get into an argument. This is about a month ago or so. It's in the middle of quarantine, though. It's early to mid, like April 13th, I think. So it's almost a month ago. They get into an argument because she, you know, I mean, imagine this. She's on his case for drinking too much.
Who's not right now? I
mean, well, that's definitely part of it.
Yes.
And so they leave, okay?
Okay.
It's the middle of the morning. It's the middle of the night. It's 3 a.m., okay? Earl Thomas's wife, I guess, and you helped me here with the whole Snapchat thing. They're Snapchat IG models. I did not know that was the case. I thought that was simply contained to Instagram.
So Snapchat models.
Yes.
Also, okay, yes. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, it looks like you're signing up for Snapchat now. That's what it looks like to me.
Not
so.
Getting Snapchat. No.
And so she is able to ping his location through this app. All these apps are very. Some can be very evasive.
Intrusive.
Many can intrusive. I should say. Whatever.
Yeah. And there's a thing called Snap Maps where your little
it shows
bit,
exactly
yeah,
where
so
you are.
Shows where you are.
Okay, so I did not know that. So she knows exactly where he is. She goes and assembles her crew, if you will. She assembles the crew. They go and gets his gun, his Beretta.
Yes.
Okay. They go find. She busts in the room, and there's women, and there's her husband, Earl Thomas, and then there's Earl Thomas's brother, and no one knows, was everyone in bed, in one bed, were there separate beds? They were at an Airbnb, okay, you understand?
Yep.
And then she holds a gun, and then these dopes, they video it. There's video of
evidence.
It, and she's holding the gun essentially to his head. And she has been arrested probably, what, two and a half hours ago. And that's the story. And I heard, today I was listening, boy, I can't remember which national show. It may have been Le Batard, but obviously national shows are talking about this.
Right, absolutely.
I can't remember what it was, but it's a good question, and I don't know the answer to it. Does Earl Thomas get suspended? Because essentially he's being suspended for cheating on his wife.
That's my thing. It's like, what? I know he cheated on his wife, but he wasn't the one with the gun. You know, were there drugs involved?
Essentially, he is the victim.
That's what I'm saying.
Essentially, he's the victim. He had a gun put to his head.
Yes, he was victimized. I mean, I understand his wife's angry at him for cheating, and I understand that completely, but he did have a gun held to his head. It wasn't vice versa. It wasn't the other way around, and he was the one threatened. The gun wasn't in his possession. He wasn't breaking any laws. He was in an illegal Airbnb with women and his brother. There's nothing against the NFL policy in that regard. Not that I know of, anyway.
How does that play out in the Strieble house?
Oh, God.
There's a fight. Yeah.
No, that's not.
Texas says, how would Emily handle the situation?
There's no situation to be handled by Emily. I would never do that. And it would, because I know how it would end for me, and it would not end well.
I love this is just the things that happen, to which I would say, Earl Thomas is living in the life of being a professional athlete, wealthy and famous.
Yes.
So for him and NFL players, that might be, it happens sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes you have, you know, an Airbnb full of women and your wife busts in and has a Beretta. Who knows?
It holds it to your head.
Yeah, who knows what's going
to
happen?
It threatens to shoot people. Yeah, I mean, it just happens every day to anybody, just regular old people walking down the street. And it's like, Earl Thomas, I understand that you're in a very tough position, but
he get suspended? Because the NFL the NFL suspends people just for shining a bad light on the shield, and he has done that. But all he did, all he is guilty of, is infidelity. And while that is obviously not good, that's not against the rules in the NFL. Otherwise, we wouldn't have many players being able to play week to week in the NFL.
Well, I guess the only thing...
Jay Fiedler would have to come back and be the quarterback for the Dolphins.
Yes. Well, I guess the only thing I would think of the NFL would have is that he hid it from him, which I don't even think...
Well, did he? I don't know if that's the case.
Well, if it happened, like, apparently the Ravens are finding out about this.
Okay, was that part of the story?
That's part of the story.
I didn't know that. He could have disclosed it.
Yeah,
the Ravens also have... They pay people a lot of money to find these things. Whatever.
I don't feel sorry for him either, no.
Taxa says, can we get Round Daddy's take on what Kristen Cavallari said about Jay Cutler? Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
You were right. Take a victory lap.
No. She the reason she's divorcing Jay Cutler is not because he cheated on her like Earl Thomas was cheating on his wife. It's because she said
Jay Cutler's faithful.
He was lazy. He was lazy. Yeah. He was on the couch too much. And
NFL players, they're lazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's. I think I saw the stat and Jason Entz retweeted this. The number he like accumulated 112.
Jason Entz, he was doing. Oh please.
$112 million over his life.
Come on, Entz.
Jay Cutler has made. On his work, on what he put into the NFL, and he's the lazy one? No, she's terrible. Get her out of here.
But you were right.
Saw this. I saw this coming. I knew I was right about it. What do you want him to model your clothing line? Is that what you want, Kristen? Because apparently she has a clothing line, and maybe he needs to be involved in that. No, he just got done playing football. Let the man take a year off. He'll be on TV at some point, but no, it wasn't fast enough for her. Yeah, good. Jay Cutler, you're going to win this. She shouldn't be able to touch a dime of his money.
Texas says, I bet Ed Reed doesn't do crap like that because he comes from the great coaching of Buttermilk Stoops. Ain't that right, Round Daddy?
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. Ed Reed has always been faithful to his spouse.
Right. And he got that from Stoops. 437-9680. What are you going to suspend me for? Being awesome, that coming down. Texas says, my wife would pull the trigger 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Oh, I don't think that's where you are.
It would not end well for me. I'll just put it that way.
Go ahead, Mitch. I heard
you.
Go ahead, Mitch. You popped your mic on. I want to hear what you have to say.
She's not going
to
shoot you, the father of her children.
No, she's going to shoot me, but.
That's what I thought you said you should do.
Yeah, the guy said 10 out of 10 times my wife would shoot me in that instance.
Oh, no.
And you go, oh, yeah, that's how it would end for me.
Oh, I misunderstood then. I misunderstood. No, she wouldn't shoot me, but my life would be miserable forever if that would happen. That's why it would never happen.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.